USA Radio News.
Robert Bowers, a man accused of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue, pleaded not guilty on Thursday to federal charges that could put him on death row. Bowers was arraigned one day after a grand jury issued a 44-count indictment that charges him with murder, hate crimes, and obstructing the practice of religion. President Trump is set to deliver a speech on immigration later this afternoon at the White House. Texas Attorney General Republican Ken Paxton says we have to come together to fix immigration.
Look, there's a balance here. We are a country of immigrants. That is clear as anything. It's how we built this country. And so we ought to have an immigration policy designed by our elected representatives that makes sense. Right now we don't. And so, but we don't want one that's haphazard, that's not based on the law, that doesn't reflect our values, and that doesn't protect our citizens. And so there's got to be a balance here.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
There may be a connection between your appendix and your risk of getting Parkinson's disease. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The study finds that proteins believed to cause Parkinson's are present in everyone's appendix, but individuals who get their appendix removed early in life are then 19 to 25% less likely to develop Parkinson's later. The researchers now say they want to find a way to keep the protein from leaving the appendix and causing the illness. The study finds removing the appendix after the onset of Parkinson's doesn't cure it or slow it down. The study was done by the Van Andel Institute in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and the Lund University in Sweden. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A civil court filing in New York accuses Harvey Weinstein of sexually assaulting and harassing a 16-year-old Polish model back in 2011. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Nationwide, the number of homeless veterans fell by 38,000 in the year 2018. That represents a 5% decline from the previous year. HUD Secretary Ben Carson joined Fox News and was asked about our homeless veterans.
Well, you know, we look at our veterans, 1% of our population protects the other 99% of us and allows us to live in peace and freedom. So we should be willing to really help them out. And unfortunately, many of them are traumatized, have a lot of things going on in their lives, so they end up homeless on the streets. What we've discovered is that just putting them in a house doesn't necessarily solve their problem, or just giving them wraparound services, clinical services, and things like that don't work. But when you combine those things together, we've had a tremendous impact on reducing the homelessness. This is a wonderful model, intra-agency cooperation. And that's one of the hallmarks of this administration. All the secretaries know each other. We work together. We talk about the problems, and we use our collective resources and powers to solve them. This is an excellent example of that. And I've had a chance to travel recently to Miami, to Midland, Texas, places like that, that have declared victory in homelessness, as have 67 communities, including three states. It is wonderful to talk to those veterans and see how just thrilled they are at what's going on.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.